Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Life in the Pit Lane by Callum Nicholas offers a fast-paced, insider-minded look at what it takes to operate at the sharp end of Formula One. Drawing on the author's real-world experience in the Red Bull Racing Garage, the book frames the pit lane not as glamour, but as a workplace where timing, trust, and relentless preparation decide outcomes measured in milliseconds. Rather than focusing only on drivers and trophies, it shifts attention to the engineers, mechanics, and operations specialists who build repeatable performance under intense pressure. Nicholas uses the pit stop as a central metaphor for modern high performance, complex work broken into clear roles, rehearsed until automatic, and executed with calm precision when stakes are highest. Readers can expect a perspective shaped by teamwork and problem solving, with lessons that translate beyond motorsport. It is both a behind-the-scenes account and a practical study of how elite teams create consistency, handle setbacks, and keep improving even when they are already winning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the pit stop as a system of roles, routines, and reliability. A core theme of life in the pit lane is that great outcomes in Formula One are rarely heroic one-off moments. They are the result of a system that makes excellence repeatable. The pit stop becomes an accessible way to understand how an elite organization designs work. Everyone has a defined role, every movement is purposeful, and success depends on the whole chain holding together. The book highlights how seemingly small tasks become mission-critical when time is compressed and errors are public. This topic explores how high-performance teams create clarity so that individuals can move fast without confusion, and how they standardize processes without making people robotic. In a pit crew, reliability is not a buzzword, but a competitive advantage, because a single loose wheel or delayed release can erase hours of race pace. Translating that idea to everyday work, the book points toward building dependable routines, creating checklists and handoffs that prevent avoidable mistakes, and designing responsibilities so people can focus on execution instead of negotiating who does what. The broader lesson is that speed comes from structure, and structure comes from deliberate practice and well-engineered processes. Secondly, training under pressure and performing when it counts. Another important topic is how pit crews train to make high-stakes execution feel normal. The author's perspective emphasizes that pressure cannot be wished away, and confidence does not arrive on race day unless it has been built in advance. Formula One teams rehearse relentlessly, not only to improve raw speed, but to reduce variability and build trust in the system. This topic unpacks the idea that performance is a product of preparation plus composure. When the car stops, there is no time to think through fundamentals. The thinking must have been done earlier in planning, debriefing, and repetition. The book underscores the value of realistic practice conditions, where teams simulate constraints, noise, time limits, and unexpected complications. For readers outside motorsport, the insight is that high performers train for the environment they will face, not the environment they wish they had. Presentations, negotiations, product launches, and critical operations all benefit from rehearsals that include contingency planning and stress exposure. The pit lane model encourages building muscle memory, using feedback quickly, and turning anxiety into focus by making the process familiar through repetition. Thirdly, team communication and trust in a high-speed environment. Life in the pit lane emphasizes that coordination is as important as individual skill. A pit stop is a dense communication event, tiny cues, practice signals, and an assumption that everyone is aligned before the car arrives. This topic examines how elite teams build trust so that communication can be brief without becoming ambiguous. The book's pit crew viewpoint shows how trust is earned through consistency, accountability, and shared standards, not through motivational talk. When responsibilities are clear and training is thorough, team members can rely on each other and keep messages short, which is essential when time is measured in fractions of a second. The author's background also points to the role of leadership in creating psychological safety alongside high expectations, so people speak up about risks and errors early rather than hiding them. In workplaces, many failures are not due to lack of talent, but due to unclear handoffs, assumptions, and silence when something feels off. The pit lane approach encourages teams to define what good looks like, agree on language and signals, hold disciplined briefings and debriefs, and treat communication as a performance tool. Trust then becomes a force multiplier that allows speed without chaos. Fourthly, learning from mistakes, debrief culture, and continuous improvement. The book also centers on how top teams respond to errors and setbacks. In Formula One, mistakes are visible and costly, yet the season is long and progress is mandatory. This topic explores the culture of debriefing and continuous improvement that surrounds the glamorous race weekend. The pit lane mindset treats every attempt as data: what happened, why it happened, and what will change before the next repetition. The focus is not blame, but diagnosis, with the understanding that the system must evolve and individuals must improve at the same time. Readers can take from this a practical approach to learning, capture lessons immediately, separate facts from assumptions, and make one or two clear changes rather than vague promises to be better. The author's operational viewpoint supports the idea that improvement is often incremental and unglamorous, involving small refinements to tools, positioning, timing, and decision-making. Applied outside motorsport, this becomes a blueprint for running better projects and teams, hold regular retrospectives, measure what matters, track recurring failure points, and turn feedback into specific experiments. Continuous improvement is presented as a habit, not an occasional initiative. Lastly, personal resilience, career development, and finding pride in unseen work beyond the mechanics of pit stops, life in the pit lane speaks to the human side of high-performance work. Many of the most important contributors in Formula One are not public stars, yet they carry intense responsibility and endure travel, long hours, and scrutiny. This topic focuses on resilience and identity, how to sustain motivation when recognition is limited, outcomes are uncertain, and standards never stop rising. The author's story as a team member in a world-famous organization highlights the importance of craftsmanship and pride in preparation. It also points to career lessons about earning responsibility, learning from experienced colleagues, and growing through challenging environments rather than waiting for perfect conditions. For readers, the takeaway is that meaningful work often happens behind the scenes, and that building rare skills in operations and teamwork can be as valuable as being the visible face of success. The book encourages an attitude of professionalism: show up prepared, keep improving, support the people around you, and treat setbacks as part of the people around you, and treat setbacks as part of the path. In everyday life, that translates into healthier ambition, stronger work ethic, and a clearer sense of purpose in roles that keep complex systems running. In conclusion, this book is best suited for Formula One fans who want to understand what happens beyond the broadcast, as well as readers interested in teamwork, operations, leadership, and performance under pressure. If you enjoy stories about how elite organizations function, or you work in environments where deadlines are unforgiving and mistakes are expensive, the Pit Lane perspective will feel directly relevant. The main benefit to a reader's life is the practical shift in mindset it encourages. Focus on process, build repeatable habits, rehearse realistically, communicate with clarity, and improve through disciplined debriefs rather than emotion. It also reinforces the value of doing unseen work well, which can strengthen pride and resilience in demanding careers. Compared with many motorsport books that center primarily on drivers, rivalries, or race results, Life in the Pit Lane stands out by treating the garage as a high-performance workplace and the pit stop as a masterclass in execution. That angle makes it both an entertaining insider account and a transferable guide to getting better in your own team. If you want a book that blends Formula One authenticity with broadly useful lessons, it is a purchase that holds value beyond the season it describes. If you would like to support Callum Nicholas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.